And NATO? What are they doing here? Are they doing any good? Any bad?
Well, that depends on who you ask. When I was preparing to come here, I was very clearly anti-NATO, anti the bombing. Then I arrived and I don't understand 1% of all the politics behind why NATO fights which wars they fight. You know, what's clean and what's dirty on that. But you know, for so many people here, they just say, you know, I don't care why they're here. I don't care if they build a huge base and get all the right positioning they want and make millions and millions and millions of dollars off of this war and profit all you want. They saved us. Like, they just, they're the only reason we're home. And they're the only reason, you know, we're not getting killed and beaten. And that hits home. And
it goes beyond, like, political correctness.
Yeah. And it doesn't give me love for NATO, because NATO is a war machine. It probably came too late. NATO happened because other things along the way didn't happen that should have. You know, Kosovo wasn't brought into the peace process that was happening just a few hundred kilometers away up in Bosnia and Croatia, and it should have been, because everyone knew this would kick off too, and next maybe Montenegro. And you know, like, the international community seems to be dealing with wars on a microscope.